Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Manga of the Month. My name is Kate.
My name is Alan, and we are from ReverseThieves.com. If you would like to contact us, you can email us, ReverseThieves@gmail.com, or you can come on our cool Discord and talk to us in the special Manga of the Month section, where Kate talks about previous Manga of the Months, posts her new Manga of the Months, and sometimes even posts pages from previous Manga of the Month. Plus, if you have a manga that you think one of us may enjoy, you can put it there.
And this month's manga of the month is King in Limbo by Ai Tanaka. And this is a pretty recent release. So the first omnibus is out. And it's set in a futuristic America. It's 2086. And it's been a little less than a decade since the ending of a pandemic, and the pandemic was colloquially known as sleeping disease. And it basically, as it sounds, it would just like people would just fall asleep and they would not be able to wake up. So it's been eradicated, and then sort of the that's sort of the backdrop of the story. One of the interesting things about I thought about this manga was that it takes place in America. It's like California, I believe. And our main character is petty officer in the Navy. His name is Adam, and at the beginning of this story, he is waking up in the hospital, and he has been through a traumatic war experience. And he has lost a limb. And so he's in recovery from this. And like almost immediately after he wakes up, the Navy shows up, or actually this like ancillary military government organization, and is like, "Hey, instead of you like retiring with a pension, we want you to help us with this special project." And that special project ends up being that sleeping disease is now starting again, and they have a whole bunch of patients that have it. And one of the components of this is people going into other people's minds, and that's how they end up like figuring out how to wake them up. So that's what I felt like when I first read Pandemic about this. I was like, I don't know if I can handle this right now. I don't necessarily need to like relive a pandemic experience, but in this case, it's much more on the science fiction side of things. It's a little more like these characters are diving into the brains of other people, and you need two divers, like a pair of people, in order to go into one person who is experiencing sleeping disease. Our main character, Adam, has like this enormously great score on this assessment, and they want to pair him with like the hero of the pandemic. His name is like known as King, and so they're like kind of an odd couple, pair. Like the buddy cops who are like opposites and stuff. And so I think they've kind of done something like, you have one character who's like ton of experience with this, and then Adam who doesn't have any experience with it. So like, of course, it works really well for them to like explain how things work and what's going on exactly. And then beyond that, it's becomes pretty clear pretty quickly that the new strain of sleeping disease is probably not naturally occurring. So there's a really a mystery component to it, because Adam and King start trying to figure out, okay, what is the link between all of these victims? Is it where they live? Is it something they do? Is it what? Like, so they're trying to sort of solve the mystery of not only trying to wake these people up, but like why it's happening. Is there a message? Like, what does it all mean?
So what you're saying is, Kate, they can't wake up, but they're trying to wake them up inside.
They are. And again, it's sort of like science. They don't really explain the whole diving into the brain component of it, so it's very light science fiction, I guess. It's not like they're trying to really tell us how this would work. And I think in I was like, it feels like it's almost maybe even a little like espery, you know, kind of like, because King in particular, like, so normally you go into the memory of, or the, sorry, you go into the brain, and what's happening in the brain of a person in sleeping diseases, they're sort of like going through their life's memories. And it's sort of like they're just on repeat, and they're just, so it's almost like they don't want to wake up. But normally you can't interact with any of those things. You're just like an observer, and what you're looking for is a particularly traumatic memory, and that's usually the trigger or like the way to get them back out of sleeping disease. So normally you can't interact with them, but of course King is very special and he can interact with the memories in the brain. So again, it's like light science fiction slash espery psychic sort of feeling. And then it's got this mystery element to it, which I really liked.
Oh, have you finished it yet?
So the first omnibus is out. The second omnibus doesn't come out until April
Okay.
2024. So, couple of interesting notes about that. So yeah, in English it's being released in omnibus form, but in Japanese it was only six volumes, so it's a pretty, you know, short story. And this actually came out because I thought, oh, this is, you know, so timely or whatever, but this actually came out in 2016, so I thought that was interesting that you know, it's pre-COVID.
I thought the other interesting thing I just saw, like looking it up, is that apparently it originally started, like its first 2 years were in, or like the first couple of years were in a Kodansha's like Jose magazine, but it wrapped up on their comic, on their like comic app. So it finished online.
You know, I think, yeah, the art is very seinen-y, I would say. Some of it's a little like, it's not like the greatest, most amazing looking. And I feel like sometimes the expressions especially kind of throw me in it a little bit, but I think that it makes up for it in its story and like the mystery of it. And I'm very curious to see like what's happening, what happens, and like why it's all happening, what is. You know, it definitely seems to be connected to King, shocking to everyone.
No, I was just thought it's like, oh, it's only like six volumes, so Kate might have actually like it might be all out. That's why Kate, or like, nah, I just read the first book and was like, nah, this is interesting. I think people would be interested.
Yeah, I think people would be interested. It's short, it's a mystery. So I thought it was worth picking up and seeing what happens. So this is getting released by Kodansha here in the US. As I said, it's in omnibus form and it's available both physically and digitally. And yeah, the next volume is out in April.